investigating two instances where masked men forced their way into houses and robbed elderly people. The first instance was in Clatty on the Tullymoan Road, where four elderly residents were terrorised by four masked men. They forced their way into the house and stole a sum of money and then made off. We believe they made off across the border. And we're investigating that, and there is a car linked to that. In the second instance, in Donnymanna on the 30th, an elderly resident was attacked by three men who forced away into his house and assaulted him and stole some money and a shotgun. Now, in this instance, neighbours came to the aid of the individual, and the neighbours challenged these robbers. Now, the robbers made off in a dark, say, Toledo. The registration number for that vehicle was CKZ8880. This vehicle had been seen following this incident in the area of Derry, and we believe that this may have been the area from where this attack originated. So whilst we're investigating both, we at the minute are not connecting both.
There have been suggestions of a Donegal connection possibly with the Clatty incident. Is that still an active line of investigation?
That is an active line of investigation. We are dealing very closely with the An Garda Síochána. I believe the vehicle involved in that, which was a Lexus, had been seen acting suspiciously in the Donegal area prior to this. So we're working very closely with our colleagues in the An Garda Síochána to follow that up.
Obviously, there have been warnings from the PSNI to people, particularly in rural areas, to be on their guard in relation to the risk of such robberies and burglaries, particularly in areas such as rural Tyrone. That's obviously something you'd be echoing and reinforcing this week.
Yes, it is one of our main thrusts, is and what one of our best resources is public. And if the public can remain vigilant and inform us of the activities of anything that they believe is suspicious, that assists us. We have our officers, I have extra patrols on at the minute, and I have officers out visiting rural farmhouses, especially remote areas, giving those people a bit of crime prevention advice and a bit of reassurance. We've also asked the clergy and all the local churches and chapels to read out a letter to make people aware of the dangers. And what we're asking neighbours to do is to keep an eye to any of their neighbours who may be elderly, and to call in with them and just make sure they're okay and reassure them. If anybody has any concerns, to contact ourselves in Strabane.